Pa-pa-pa-pa-pa.
Yeah.
Good afternoon. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. My name is Eleanor, and I am one of your hosts for the Student Special Hour every Tuesday from 1 to 2. I am joined by my lovely as ever co-host, Eric.
Hello.
How's it going?
Very well.
Very well. It's good.
How are you?
I'm doing well. It's a fantastic Tuesday today. It's beautiful outside. We have a great show planned out for you guys. We have a very special guest in the studio right now today, Veronica Kay.
Hi, I'm Veronica from the Bike Co-op.
Yeah, and Veronica is here because she's wants to tell all of you listeners out there about something that the Bike Co-op is putting on right now. But before we get to that, do you want to give us some information about UBC's Bike Co-op?
Yeah, absolutely. So in case you, everybody, don't know yet, Bike Co-op is a student-run organization, and we promote cycling culture on campus. And we run volunteer programs such as Purple and Yellow Bikes, where we keep up the community bike fleet accessible to all the Bike Co-op members for transportation around campus. We teach bicycle repairs and maintenance in the bike kitchen shop that's located in the student union building basement.
Yeah.
to the right of the main stairs at the north entrance. And one of the programs that we've been running lately is bike art. So me and other volunteers have been organizing bike art sessions outside of Student Union Building, and we're creating art pieces out of bike parts.
Nice.
That were recycled from bicycles that we received for repairs.
Yeah.
At the kitchen. And now we have acquired so much art that we actually put it up in the gallery.
Yeah.
And and it's happening right now.
Yeah, so that's the art gallery in the UBC sub, and
yep.
That's on the main level, just kind of across from Bernoulli's Bagels and
the
Outpost.
Yeah, right next to Outpost.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
And it's free for anybody to go in the gallery, right?
Yep, you can go there anytime during regular gallery hours, whatever it is, Monday to Friday, and enjoy our art. We have a lot of art pieces done by UBC students.
Nice.
They're kind of just like small, like more on the small scale side, and have a lot of wheels that were decorated, a lot of spokes that were decorated. But we also have some actual art pieces.
Oh, nice.
Submitted by community artists. So we have some collages. We have some like painting style multimedia art pieces.
That's
and
awesome.
We have free fantabulous yarn bikes that were submitted by yarn bomb artists who actually yarn bombed a plane in Yukon. So you can see her art in the gallery right now, and even better, we're going to be selling those bikes at the silent auction at the end of the party that I'm about to talk about.
Yeah, so on Friday night, you guys, that's the last day for the gallery, right? And you guys are throwing kind of like a live entertainment party type.
Yeah,
we're
having an unorthodox closing night.
Cool.
Closing night ceremony.
Nice.
It's just opening night.
Yeah, so do you want to give us some info about that?
Yeah, totally. So the party's going to be called Spare Parts. And it's a 19-plus event, so bring your two pieces of government-issued ID. And it's going to be this Friday, October 18th, 8 p.m. to 11 p.m. in the same location at the art gallery in the sub, not the drink in the gallery, the art gallery.
For sure.
We're going to be having AMS catering for us and providing the bar for us. And we're going to have a bunch of fun live entertainment, some performance art pieces, not going to give everything away.
Sounds like it's going to be awesome.
Yeah, there's also talk of one of the CITR DJs, also known as MC Cranberry, possibly playing for us.
Okay, okay.
So,
just up the ante a little bit.
Yeah, I think we're also going to have a photo booth if you in need of the new profile picture.
Go to Spare Parts, you know, get some drinks.
Yeah, it's a free cover.
Awesome.
Not too bad.
Yeah, definitely. It sounds like a perfect way to spend your Friday night.
Gotcha.
Yeah. So if you guys are looking for more information about the event or UBC Bike Co-op, you can check their website out, and you can also find them on Facebook.
Correct? Yeah, just stop by in the Student Union building and say hi.
Yeah, lots of friendly people. Yeah, awesome. Well, thank you so much for coming into the show today. Yeah,
thanks for inviting me, Eleanor and Derek.
Yeah, no problem.
See you at the party.
Yeah.
See you there.
So up next, we're going to get to a track by Cass McCombs off of his new album, Big Wheel and Others.
And we just, what did we listen to start
off
the show?
Oh, yes, thank you. The track that you just heard was by Braids. And that was actually off of their first album called Native Speaker, and that song is called Lemonade. And if there's anybody listening right now who really loves Braids and is interested in securing themselves a copy of their new LP, which is called Flourish Parish, we have a copy of that to give away to you. So give us a call at 604-822-2487 if you would like a chance to win that vinyl. It's very nice. It's a great album. And they are playing here next week, next Tuesday. So
Fortune Sound Club.
Yeah, it's going to be a good show. Yeah. Thank you, Eric, for reminding me about that song. Yeah, so now we're going to get to some Cass McCombs. The song is called Brighter, and it's featuring Karen Black. Enjoy.
Can never win. Oh,
You're listening to CITR Radio 101.9 FM in Vancouver. This is the Student Special Hour with Eleanor and Eric.
Yes, sorry.
The track that you just heard is by the band Cults. It's off of their new album that came out today called Static. That song was called High Road. I've been listening to that album for the past few days. It's really, really good. You should check it out if you liked that one. They're coming here in November 17th, I think. They're playing at the Vogue or the Rickshaw. I'm not sure, but they're playing here.
And Eleanor gave me some news about the band.
Yeah, they used to be the lead singer and one of the guitarists used to date.
But they're like the main people.
There's other people in the band, you know. There's a drummer,
sure,
there's a bassist.
It's like the two main ones.
What do you mean? Like, okay.
I'm just, you know.
The only important people, apparently.
Yeah. Yeah.
Apparently. Anyways, yeah, they used to date, and now they are no longer together. But they're still making good music, so.
Yeah, so far we have a Jack and Meg White situation
so far,
on our hands.
Apparently. We'll see, maybe.
See what happens.
See what happens if you go to their live show. Maybe it'll be interesting.
Have some awkward glances at each other.
Yeah. Before that was a new track by Tough Age. And that song was called The Heart of Juliet Jones, and that's off of their self-titled album that's coming out November 12th on Mint Records. Yeah, that was a really awesome song as well. So they're opening this Thursday for they're opening for Japan Droids at the Biltmore Cabaret. That's what I meant to say. And that's going to be... That should be a packed show. The Japan Droids at the Biltmore, like that'll be...
Should be rowdy.
Yeah, that'll be a good one. Good one to check out. And before that, it was the song Brighter by Cass McCombs. But the singer that you heard was Karen Black, the late Karen Black, we should say. She passed away this August from cancer. So, yeah.
Rest in peace.
Rest in peace to her. She was a 70s and 80s movie icon in a few different films. I think maybe best known for Nashville, Easy Rider. She's pretty babely.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
She's an Easy Rider?
Yeah. But yeah, so that was her singing on that track, and that's, he also has a version of that song on that album that he sings, and it's just as good, but we thought we'd play the Karen Black one for you, so, yeah, coming up next is a few tracks from bands playing at Shindig tonight, and as you
every
all know,
Tuesday night,
yeah, yeah,
because you've all been going,
exactly, right, because we've both been going,
sure,
yeah, it's at the Railway Club, it's a good time. So we're going to play a song for you by a band called Pineapple, and they are playing Shindig tonight at the Railway Club. This song is called Happy B-Day 2,000 Times by Pineapple.
Say it matters all the time. We try so hard to keep up, cousin, or we just say fuck it and retire. Michael Jackson, you're just so great. I love it that you're dancing in my mind. I moonwalked my way into work. Oh, Grammy gold was flashing in my eyes. Oh, happy birthday to Happy birthday 2,000 times. bought myself a drink and went to dance. I was feeling open-minded. You could say that I was feeling good. I turned my left foot, then my right foot. You get the picture anyways, I'm sure. Oh, happy birthday to you. Never really was his thing. Okay, I just got the picture. It doesn't always have to be that way. Have some fun, 'cause it's a party. Seriously, for another lose it all, but it would all come back to you. Some sunny day I spent at home. You and some foreign film I watched alone, alone. Alone.
How you feeling? Feel alright?
CITR presents DJing 101.9. We offer people a way to learn about the fun of mixing, sharing music, and throwing events. Our workshops and studio access is free for students and members. No experience or turntables are necessary. Workshops from 4 to 8 p.m. are on Tuesdays in 212A in the Student Union Building at UBC. For more information, visit us at citr.ca or follow at citrdj on Twitter.
She's a band!
Hey, sick and tired of hearing your band playing on and on and on. Gosh, so loud.
Man, I wish we had a safe place to play music.
Yeah, and shows too.
The Safe Amplification Site Society is a non-profit group dedicated to establishing a legal, affordable, all-ages venue for music and arts in Vancouver. For more information or to get involved, check out www.safeamp.org.
Oh yeah, I love Braids. Did you know that they are coming to Fortune Sound Club on October 22nd? With guests 100 Waters and Kodak to Graphs. Tickets are available at High Life, Zulu, Red Cat, Beat Street and online at ticketzone.com. Ooh yeah, just listen to that dog.
So we don't have to put up that fight.
giving thanks to our heroes. Spider-Man flies across the city. It's New York City. I think my spidey senses are tingling. Oh, what a feeling. The keep us safe and sound at night, so we don't have to put up that fight anymore. What a world they hold on their shoulders as darkness descends. We give thanks to our heroes.
Hello. We are back.
We are.
Yes, yes. We just listened to Superhero Song by M. Lund,
yep,
who will be one of the performers tonight at
Shindig.
Yes. Along with Pineapple.
And Kill City Kids.
Yes. That we listened to Happy Birthday 2,000 Times,
mm-hmm,
by Pineapple.
Yep. A catchy little jingle.
Yeah, I gotta say, I'm not a fan of the fruit, but the band's okay.
Really? You don't like pineapple?
No.
One of those?
Just doesn't get me going. Yeah, pineapple and coconut, I know.
So just pina colada is out of the question.
Yeah, just they're just nuh-uh.
Damn, you're missing out.
I may be, but I can live with it. Anywho, up next, we have a song from Palma Violets who are playing tonight at Venue.
Nice.
I saw them the last time they came here.
You said that was a good show, right?
It was a great show at the Biltmore. I chatted with all the guys from the band. They're all really cool. I had a bathroom chat with one of the lead singers, Chili Jensen.
That was romantic.
Yeah, he was just, you know, peeing, and then I needed to go. And then I said, hey, man, good show. And he said, thanks, dude. As if you dance, it'll be a good show. So I danced. And, you know, the rest, as they say, is history. But the song we're listening to is Step Up for the Cool Cats, which was the first song I ever heard by them.
Nice.
And still one of my favorites. So here we go.
Never ends. Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. all the battle. Let me go. Let me go. You want love? Got a gate. Can't let me.
Big government and big pharma have entered into a secret conspiracy in which secret government contracts are sold to big pharma that allow for secret chemicals to be placed in coffee seeds, all under the watchful eye of Big Coffee, who is secretly working with other world forces, all in a sinister plot to get alien embryos in our coffee so big pharma can sell us alien contraceptive pills. Or, if you'd rather get some rational news, check out Radio Free Thinker, the radio show / podcast that promotes skepticism, critical thinking, and science education, every Tuesdays at 4 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Hello, hello. What's up, Eleanor?
Oh, you know, just hanging out. Wish I didn't have to go to class in a couple minutes here, but, you know, that school thing, it's kind of important, I guess.
Yeah, me neither. It gets lonely. The last ten minutes.
Oh, yeah. That's nice.
Well.
But you got all of our many listeners keeping you company.
That's true. It's like a warm cloak. And it's wonderful. Thanks, everyone. Okay, we heard Palma Violets with the song Step Up for the Cool Cats off their album, their debut album, 180.
Great song.
Yes, ma'am. They're playing tonight. Awesome show. $17 tickets. Damn, if you can still find them. Also, we heard You've Got Me Wondering Now by Parquet Courts off their new EP, What's Your Rupture, which I'm not sure if it's come out yet, but they're streaming it. And you can find that on SoundCloud or on their website. Good song. Their album, their full album that came out this year is really good. Really clever lyrics. The lead singer, Parquet Courts, is from Ferguson Geronimo, who released one of my favorite albums of 2012. Anyways, then we followed it up with a change of pace.
Well, like keep you on your toes a little bit.
Yeah, something a little smoother, maybe. Jesse Lanza with...
Not to be confused with Jesse Ware.
No, because that does happen. Her album that just came out is called Pull My Hair Back, and the song is 578-5021, which is my old phone number. All right. Groaner. So we have coming up for you Hunters, the song Narcissist, which is also about me.
Perfect.
Just kidding.
Perfect. Everything's about you, isn't it?
Today? Yeah, and we learn about all that in the next song. So check it and enjoy.
I can be the sunny ocean. I can be
just pray for Lil. Great song by King Khan and the Shrines off their last album, Idle No More. They are playing tonight at the Rickshaw. The song is Pray for Lil. The show is tonight, and it should be a great show. They're a good live band. I'm hoping to be able to find a ticket to go to it tonight. The time is nigh, folks. The show is almost over, which isn't all bad because we have Give 'Em the Boot coming up with Italian tunes from the peninsula. But before that, we will listen to the song Crew by the band Cousins off their split 12-inch EP with Construction and Destruction. So the song is Crew. Have a nice day, everyone.
Anything happen.